Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone who tuned in to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. Thank you for calling in or listening online from around the globe. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, for 15 minutes of power to get your week started. Text someone and have them call in at 713-955-0392 or go online to blogtalkradio.com/your-turning-point. Once again, that number is 713-955-0392. Or go online, blogtalkradio.com/your-turning-point. Today's topic is Forsake the Foolish and Live, and go in the way of understanding. You know, sometimes we hear things and we may do things and, you know, it's foolish. It doesn't really have a basis. But if you go in the way of understanding, you'll see that it'll make a big difference in whatever you intend to do. And I want you to notice that your turning point has an interest. We have an interest in our listeners, where we want you to excel beyond your potential, to go beyond your limitations. We are not just telling you, we are actually doing this ourselves, you know, because it takes a lot to go beyond ourselves and break into other dimensions of our vision. And we have to learn. And this is something that, you know, each and every one of us do here at Turning Point Enrichment. We go beyond ourselves by casting down those things that just don't make any sense. You know, there's things that we have heard all of our lives. There's things that we may have been around all of our lives. And it doesn't really, you know, have a basis. So why do we continually hold on to those things? Well, today you're going to find out how to get rid of those things so you can excel and go beyond and break through into another dimension in your life. Now, the first thing that you have to do is take your vision from a fantasy and bring it into reality. Because you see, as long as it's in your head, it's nothing but a fantasy. Remember, we've been talking about this, you know, for weeks, and you have heard this, you know, from time to time. Your vision is a living and breathing instrument. Because your vision is you. Your vision is your purpose. Where you can make a difference in your sphere of influence. That's what your vision is. So all of us have a sphere of influence. People who listen to us. People who we communicate with. People who are we surrounded with. And what a wonderful opportunity to be able to impact someone's life and experience a fulfillment of joy. Have you ever thought about that? Or are you just going about your day in a routine way? Take inventory of yourself and look around. You know, a lot of times people are just stressed out. It's just a routine, you know, doing the same thing over and over. But sometimes we have to just stop and see what's surrounding us, see the opportunities that we have. Also, take an inventory of the things that you possess on the inside. Most of the time, like I said, we just go about our daily routine and never really notice what is right under our nose. So take time and de-stress by seeing what's available to you. Relax and quit being too busy. You know, that's another thing. We could be caught up in a lot of business and just going around and around and around, never really accomplishing anything. So let us make a decision. And I know you heard that phrase before. Make a decision that allows for no turning back. Let us learn to appreciate every morning, every moment, rather, and appreciate ourselves. So write your vision down on paper and make it plain. That's how we take it from a fantasy into reality. So others will be able to read your vision and find hope and solutions for their lives. Because we all have something to contribute to society. You may not think that you are of any importance, but each of us has something on the inside of us. We have not just something, but we have a lot on the inside of us. Our experiences, our knowledge, those things we can share with others and bring change into their lives. Do we really care, you know, to bring change to others? I'm going to tell you that is a grand opportunity when you could help somebody along the way by forsaking foolish thoughts of negative words that you have heard and maybe they have heard and things that have been spoken to you and about you. Because it will rejuvenate you when you could bring change to somebody else's life so they can see. Because sometimes people can't see beyond, you know, what they're surrounded with. Just like, you know, I'm talking to you today. Maybe you didn't realize because you never stopped to take inventory of yourself, take inventory of what's around you. So when we're talking about forsaking the foolish thoughts and negative words, stop concentrating on empty thoughts and limiting beliefs that have no basis and tend to cause distractions in your life. How many times distractions have deterred your journey? Think about that. Have you ever thought about that, that you were doing something and it was going great, and here comes a distraction? And so you followed that distraction. And then there was a moment that you thought about that. If I would have done this, I would have been further down the road than where I am right now. You see, distractions have a voice, and you have to deal with them in a timely manner. Or you will find how much time you have wasted on foolishness that has hampered your vision. Remember, your vision is you. Now let's talk about that word. That word foolish means, according to dictionary.com, foolish means resulting from or showing a lack of sense, ill-considered, unwise. It also means imply weakness of intellect and lack of judgment. It means weakness of mind, resulting from folly or stupidity. It further means ridiculous, absurd, not worthy of consideration. So why allow foolish thoughts and comments to cause you not to move forward into your destiny? One of my pet peeves is this phrase, you got to crawl before you walk. Now, this to me is considered a negative connotation. I have heard this phrase many times over. My question is, when I hear somebody say that, what do you mean? I cannot soar like an eagle, but have to wait for somebody to qualify me to do something that I was created to do. Something that is already on the inside of me, and as I determine in myself to go forth, I have to keep in remembrance that there is a constant reminder that I cannot move according to my pace, but according to society. That's what that means to me. That is a very negative statement to me. So when these negative things replay in your mind, you think about that. You really do. You think about that if you don't get rid of it. These things can hamper you and stop you from going forth. So what happens is you say, well, let me put the brakes on and just wait and see. Maybe I will make it, because there are so many others out there that fail. I do not want to become another failure. So let me just take it slow and see if this works out. You know, trying to figure something out in your head instead of actively participating in your vision. You miss many things when you only are dependent on figuring things out in your mind and not actually doing something physically. So that's why you have to take your vision from a fantasy into reality. Thinking and physical activity works together and not independent of each other. You will never be able to accomplish anything when you apply this one-sided task. They work together. Now, it's time out for sitting on the sidelines and waiting. You have been sitting on the sidelines for 25 years or more. You started moving in your vision, and here comes that statement, replaying itself over and over again in your mind. You have to crawl before you walk. Time to come off the sidelines and get into the game. Just think what you could have accomplished in 25 years and just how many lives you could have impacted. Time does not waste for anyone. It just keeps moving along as you stop. But this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. So go in the way of understanding. Understand that you have something that the world is waiting on that is housed on the inside of you. Nobody can do it like you. Yes, there are other people out there that may have similar ideas, but they are not you. Remember, everyone has a unique fingerprint. Just think about that. So this will help you realize that you are unique. We all think differently. We all react differently. No one can duplicate you no matter how much they try. Understand that you are going about fulfilling your vision. Others around you will be ignited when you go about fulfilling your vision, because they're going to see you in there. They're going to see you working. They're going to see that fire that's on the inside of you. It's nothing like enjoying what you are doing. And hear others say, they may say this to you, or they may say this about you. They may say, thank you, because you helped me, or thank you for your contribution. Living is all about investing yourself into the lives of others. Even after you are gone, a part of you is still living on in other lives that you have had the opportunity to make a difference in their lives. The vision that you have been given should not die, but should continue from generation to generation. Forsake those foolish statements and foolish thoughts that have held you captive for many years. It is time to dream again. Be inspired, because what you thought was there was just lying dormant. That vision on the inside of you is waiting right there, ready to be stirred again. There's no such thing that you cannot. Write down your vision and allow yourself a moment of me time and rediscover what once made your heart leap. As you reconnect with your vision, your passion will arise again, and now it's time to keep it moving forward. There's nothing impossible to you if you only believe. Remember, we believe in you, even if no one else does. This is the purpose of your turning point, reconnecting you with your purpose. If you would like to book us for a motivational conference, go to our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com, or call our office at 407-668-6828, and someone will assist you. We have come to the end of our broadcast, and we hope that what you have heard on this segment has stirred you up to come off the sidelines and get in the flow by reaching forward and taking hold already on the inside of you. Until next week, remember, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. You've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Have a prosperous week.